Off the Ball.
In association with Air. Don't miss live and exclusive Premier League action this month on the Air Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
He's done it! What an unbelievable break that was. Probably his best maximum he's ever got of the nine he's got. Mark Williams offers his hand in congratulations. Dennis, you have done a few of them. Handshakes from Robertson. That was up there with the very best.
It just doesn't get any better than that. That's three of his maximum breaks I've done. The man is a total genius.
Yeah, one of Ronnie O'Sullivan's 13. 147. So the reason we're talking about O'Sullivan is that you may have seen over the weekend he won another UK championship, which brings him level with Steve Davis's record, and also level with Stephen Hendry's overall record of major titles, the Worlds, the UK and the Masters. So what we're talking about is a guy who won his first major in 1993 at the age of 17 and is winning tournaments 24 years later and really on the cusp. And Stephen Hendry said, "I've resigned to the fact that he will beat all my records." We have Dennis Taylor on the line. Evening, Dennis.
Good evening. How are you doing? You well, Joe?
Very well. Kevin Kilbane's alongside me, who I dare say...
How are you?
Yeah, I was explaining to Joe before, Dennis, it's almost as if I had a relationship with you, Willie Thorne and John Virgo at one time, because I just seemed to be glued to the snooker every single day of my maybe youth between 12 to 18, I'd say it was. So it's almost like I grew up with you, with your voices in my head.
God, I didn't think you were that old.
I'm getting there now, honestly.
He was home from training at about midday every weekday, so he's watched a lot more of this than
I was very professional, Joe. I tried to look after him, go to the gym first, and then I get home for Dennis.
So Dennis, he won at the weekend. So that, as I said, he's equaled Steve Davis's tally of six UK titles, and he's also level with Stephen Hendry's record of 18 Triple Crown events. So for O'Sullivan, it's five world titles to Hendry's seven. He has six UKs to Hendry's five and Davis's six. And he has seven Masters to six for Hendry and three for Davis. So you kind of run out of nice things to say about the genius of Ronnie O'Sullivan. So, I mean, we got you on to... I mean, you're the pro's pro. You can kind of explain to us parts of his genius we're probably not even fully appreciating.
Well, that's right. And I think Stephen was a little bit shocked. I was doing the final with Stephen, and Stephen was singing Ronnie's praises, saying he never had seen anything like it. And I come out with, I think Stephen was a bit shocked, and said, "Well, Stephen, I thought Ronnie overtook you a couple of years ago as being the greatest player that ever picked the cue up." And but I think even Stephen would agree with that. I mean, I thought Davis would remain the greatest that ever picked the cue up, and then Stephen Hendry overtook the great Steve Davis. And then I think the year that Ronnie won the world title, then sort of retired, didn't play and come back and defended his title. And then he's just pushed on from that. You know, he used to keep talking about retiring, but he's got no intention of retiring. And at 42, to be playing the standard that he's playing at now is quite remarkable. And I mean, genius, he's the only player I would use the word genius about on the snooker table. I mean, we had Alex Higgins and we had Jimmy White, but this fella is on a different level altogether. He really is, and he could win another couple of world titles. And he says he doesn't talk about records, but, you know, he's overtaken Stephen Hendry on most of them. It's just the world titles he's still behind him. But, I mean, it was an absolute pleasure to sit with, I did the final with Ken, our darling of Dublin, and then Stephen Hendry. It was just a pleasure to commentate and watch the way he played on Sunday night.
Yeah, you spoke there about maybe his records and his achievements in his own head. He's almost played the game, and certainly the way that he's acted probably off it in his interviews, it's like he doesn't necessarily care. But you do get the impression, though, Dennis, that he does care about his records and his legacy and what he's going to leave behind.
He definitely does, because he was in the practice room for a few hours. Now, that tells you, you know, people think that Ronnie's just a natural player, just turns up and plays. There's never been a player who could do that. He wants these titles, and even though sometimes in his interviews he plays it down, but I know for a fact that he... how long can he carry on going? That's the big question. So he's got to win as many as he can, because, you know, another 3 or 4 years he still could be playing to a terrific standard. I always relate back to when I used to watch the great Ray Reardon and John Spencer, who was also three times a world champion. They were at their best in their early 40s.
Right.
And Ronnie O'Sullivan's proven that the game of snooker, it's only a few years ago everybody was saying it's a young man's game, in their early 20s all the other boys are finished. And look at, John Higgins still playing to a high standard. So he can keep going for, I would say, another 4 or 5 years, right at the top.
Dennis, you said something very striking there, that Ronnie is the only player I would apply the word genius to, which is a massive thing to say when you stop and think about it. What separates him?
It's just, to watch him and how naturally he is as he falls to the table. There's never been a player that's played that way. I mean, Alex had his own unique way of running around the table. Alex did everything wrong. And then at the last split second when he delivered the cue, there was something that just clicked in there. So he was unique, was Alex Higgins. But Ronnie, I mean, I played Ronnie in an exhibition years ago where he cleared the table 135. Now, we've all done that, but he did it. Every single shot was played with his opposite hand. You know, people thought he was taking the mickey when he used to switch hands, but that's how natural he was. And he could beat a lot of the top 16 players if he played the whole match with his opposite hand. Now, there's no other sportsman. I know we've had a few. I think it was Brian Close at golf and, could play golf left-handed and right-handed. But there's very rarely do you get someone that... I mean, in my whole life, I've seen players that could play with their opposite hand, but not the way he could.
Yeah, Dennis, when I listen to you in commentary as well, I don't know if you can give us any indication when you sometimes maybe even disagreed with his shot choices and things like this. Can you give us an indication of what he actually sees? Something that perhaps is different from what you or John Verger or Willie Thorne or Stephen Henry, whoever it would be in commentary, he seems to have different ways of actually putting these breaks together at times.
Well, you, when you've played against him, and I've played against Ronnie as well when he was on the scene, you have a good idea of the shot he's going to play, but it's the way he goes about it, and he's got a terrific snooker brain. He sees the shot so quickly. I mean, there's no snooker player thinks more than 3 or 4 shots ahead, but you can just see his brain ticking over as he's going round the table, and the way he does it and the ease with which he does it is quite remarkable. But he himself says that he can play better than that. But I mean, the way he played in that final from 5 frames all, it was flawless. He just never looked like missing, because Sean Murphy was playing fantastically well, but just he couldn't do anything about that onslaught.
Yeah.
In those 5 frames, it was just more or less absolute perfect snooker he played.
Yeah, it finished 10-5. That's O'Sullivan's third ranking title of the season, age 42. 3 centuries along the way. So that's just the 916 centuries for Ronnie O'Sullivan. Dennis, is there any, I was going to say, is it a consensus that O'Sullivan goes down as the greatest of all time? Like, you could be very arbitrary about this, I presume, within the game and say, well, look, Stephen Hendry has won 7, O'Sullivan has 5, Davis has 6, and ultimately... put your medals on the table, and that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Is there any contingent of the snooker world that would argue the Hendry case or the Davis case over O'Sullivan?
Not so much the people that play, the top players that play the game. I think there'd be a lot of the general public would still maybe say that Stephen, with 7 world titles, might still be the greatest that's ever picked the snooker cue up. But the players and the top players that play the game and... They would all say that Ronnie, without doubt, is the greatest that's ever played the game. And more and more is saying that. But as I say, if he can win another couple of world titles, that would be incredible. But I still think the census is that most of the players, or 90% of the top players, would say that Ronnie's the greatest that's ever picked the snooker cue up.
I think he probably just maybe asked the question how many he actually could have won. When you think of these perhaps maybe meltdowns, I suppose, he would have in certain tournaments, maybe in some of the bigger ones. How many do you think then he could have won and what he actually could have achieved? That's the frightening thought, I suppose, at times.
Yeah, I think there's another 3 there. But having said that, Stephen Hendry could have picked up another couple of world titles. Ken did remarkably well, Ken Doherty, to beat Stephen when he did, because he was at the top of his game. And I can think of when Peter Ebdon won won the final against them. I thought that was one that Stephen could have won, but every credit to Peter Ebdon. So, you know, you could have said Ronnie could have had another three titles, Stephen possibly another two. So it's but Ronnie's, you know, he went through a good few seasons there where he gets into, you know, bouts of depression and that, and it's not easy for him to play at the top of his form, but he seems to be happy in himself. He's got lots of things away from snooker, which he needs. Damien Hirst, you know, the artist, is with him there. You'd see him in the practice room. He can keep Ronnie occupied and keep him relaxed. And it's all about keeping Ronnie doing something. He loves his running. I mean, that's a great thing for him. He was quite good at the golf, but I don't think that was enough for him. But he's got plenty of stimulation to keep him occupied. And it's just going to be remarkable to see how long he can keep playing. I mean, he's up in Scotland straight away. I think he's won his match today in the Scottish Open. Sean Murphy, I think, got beat, which is quite understandable after having such a final against Ronnie. But Ronnie will just want to keep on winning titles.
There is something heroic about him, the fragility away from the snooker table. I mean, he's been fighting wars on all fronts, Ronnie, and you can't help but warm to him, even when he does something very silly in an interview and you think to yourself, oh, Ronnie, really. But you kind of know probably the root cause of that is ultimately that fragility, that vulnerability, just that difficulty he finds with life. Like, he is a sensitive soul, Dennis. I don't know how well you know him.
Yeah, he's listen, I remember with the Masters for the sponsors going back a few years, I had to do 3 days promotional work around London. And I was with Ronnie at all the different radio stations and a few TV stations. And he was the delight to be with, you know, and great company. He's got a wicked sense of humour. You know, he's a nice lad away from the game of snooker, but he's... It's hard to describe how good he is. It really is, because the game is so difficult. And the fact, I mean, going back to this, the Sports Personality of the Year, I mean, the fact that he hasn't been nominated, and I mean, it was Barry Hearn who was on saying the whole panel should be sacked, that they've got...
I think you were saying, though, Dennis, it's not really his scene. I think that was more of his remark of the back of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, really, I mean, they ignored...
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why they do it. They ignored Phil Taylor, who won 16 World Championship at the darts, and eventually they had to recognise it. But, you know, but he would be disappointed, Ronnie, that he hasn't been nominated for that, because with the achievements he's had in the game, it's incredible that he's never even had a nomination for him.
Last question. Is he being very genuine at times when he comes in and says he basically hates the game? He goes through phases where he hates it. No, that's just part of the thing. The
I mean, he had some really funny interviews this time. I mean, sometimes you think, what are you doing, Ronnie? But, you know, there's another side to it. Going back a few years ago, talking about, with bouts of depression and that. I mean, people used to, you know, have a go at him about the interviews. But sometimes I think, I'm not talking about the last couple of seasons, but pre that, he would be in maybe, and he wasn't in the best of places he could have been in, and maybe that's what was going on in his head. He was coming out in an interview with how he was feeling inside. You know, probably thought he was being genuine about it, but, you know, that those are gone, and they're more fun interviews, but... sometimes when he says he's not playing well and he's played out of his skin, that takes a little bit of people getting used to him coming over like that. But, no, basically, he's a really good lad, and it's just the game of snooker, you know, it'd be... Listen, no one person's bigger than any sport, but I'll tell you what, snooker, you know, it needs Ronnie O'Sullivan because he is something very, very special.
Yeah, there's probably a golf Tiger Woods parallel in there somewhere. Dennis, thanks so much. I was thinking this might be a trickier conversation. You'd be weighing up the Hendry case or the Davis case, but actually it's very pleasantly straightforward from a Ronnie O'Sullivan point of view. He's a genius.
I mean,
I've said it
for the last couple of years that he overtook. I never thought anybody would overtake Steve, and then I thought nobody would ever overtake Stephen Hendry, but sure enough, for me, Ronnie O'Sullivan, without doubt, the greatest has ever picked the cue up. Not everybody will agree with me, but that's the way it is.
Dennis, thanks a million.
Okay, Joe, and all the best, Kev.
Thanks, Dennis.
Dennis Taylor there. Football show next.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.